Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And if you heard me coughing a little bit ago, then you know that I already have picked something up from my high school reunion. Went to my 40th reunion. It was quite the event and really fun. I'm glad I went. So if you guys are contemplating something like that, I think that you probably should do it because it's nice to see that people have matured. It's nice to see that they have become balanced because, you know, high school is so crazy. So it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it and didn't get enough sleep and obviously picked something up while I was there. All that handshaking and kissing of cheeks and stuff like that. Anyway, first let me mention that our show is brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, Hydramay Skin Nutrition. That's www.hydramay.com, HYDRAME.com. Please check them out. They have all natural organic skincare for men and for women. So it's pretty cool stuff. They have several products that are just wonderful. So if you haven't tried it, please do. And it's definitely reasonably priced too. Okay. My guest tonight, if you've looked at the show info, you know that it's Thunderbeat. Yay! Hi, Thunderbeat.
Hi, how you doing?
other than the throat tickle, I'm doing pretty good. But We are going to have some fun tonight. The listeners really loved when you were on before, and so I'm sure they'll really love all of this too.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about some of the stuff that you're doing with your new workshops and things. But before we get into that, why don't you go ahead and give new listeners a little bio, you know, who are you, what are you about, you know, all that stuff.
Oh gosh, where do I begin? Well, I'm a sound healer, composer, musician. I travel to sacred sites to receive the ancient knowledge of healing, you know, which is more natural, of course, and the ancient music. And usually the ancient music I hear is the activational music that brings you into higher consciousness states, and that's what I write, and that's what I do. It's all journey music for the awakening. And pretty much was been a pioneer in sound healing, studied it on my own like early 90s. I was very fascinated by that, and pretty much I don't know what else I have a lot, don't know what else to say. I have a lot going on, and you know, working a whole chakra series. I really, really love the chakras. They really activate and bring people into balance and awakening. So that's a really good stuff.
Yeah. Well, and you've done some amazing stuff, and we're going to listen to a few cuts from your different albums tonight. One of the things that is really interesting is that your Chakra Journey CD and DVD really move people through some things. And I've used it, you know, in the background to clear the house and and also, you know, as I've been doing some work, when I lead meditations, and I'll have a bunch of people on the line, and I'll just put that on, even if they can't hear it, it still affects the listeners, which is really interesting. And to me, that's the mark of something that's truly spiritual, because it reaches them whether they hear it or not.
So yeah, I received the Chakra Journey actually in 1997 when I was in Egypt. You know, I walked through the temples and the pyramids, and I work with spirit, and I asked, like I said, I asked for the ancient knowledge of healing, and this is what they downloaded to me, was the CD, pretty much. They told me 777, secret number 7, color, light, sound, and they said that there's activational tones in each chakra. And I knew about chakras, and I'm like, wow, okay, I'm a musician, I can do this, I can put this together, and I was very excited. And it was pretty much downloaded right after I got out. I was overnight in the Great Pyramid, and it was the next morning is when they when I was downloaded the information. That's how I call it, downloaded. You know, people understand what that means. So
yeah, most of us don't get songs, you know, unless we're musicians, I guess. But I've had plenty of downloads myself, and you know, mine kind of tend to be under the surface. So even though I do have some musical abilities, it's really kind of interesting to hear you say, I got downloaded the whole album. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because I get downloaded books that way.
Wow, that's great.
But well, it's like I never thought about, you know, transferring that to music or to hearing that music, you know, as a whole thing.
Well, they gave the concept, so, and I actually put it together so I could see what they were talking about. And I went, oh, okay, I can do that, you know.
Yeah.
Since I am a musician now for, I don't know how long now, 30-some-odd years, and you know, I knew what they were talking about, and I was very excited about getting home, even though I was in Egypt, and about actually composing the Chakra Journey CD. So,
yeah, it's really interesting with you know how swiftly that stuff comes through you, and it's so powerful.
Yeah,
and I know some of the listeners have bought your Chakra Journey after our previous visit that we had with you here, and I know that they really had gotten some great results from that. And like I said, I use it, you know, if I'm leading a meditation, I took people through the first and second chakra using your music in the background. And well, actually I had the DVD on, and so I was looking at it as I was leading people through it, and they were just blown away.
Wow.
So yeah, they didn't even hear it. You know, all they knew was I was just leading them, you know, through this little journey, and it was so powerful for them, and they kept commenting about how powerful it was. And I know that it's because I had your DVD on at the time.
Wow.
So what it was doing is this, through me and through my voice, it was hooking them up to the same things that I was experiencing, which was great. And so I think that's really something nice for people to know. If they get this and say they have a friend that's distant or a relative and maybe they're not really, you know, open to this kind of stuff, you could still play it in the background, and they would have no idea what was going on. All you would do is start with, like, a little intentional prayer for them that they would get whatever it is that they need, you know, with grace and ease. And, you know, if it was possible to help them, that they would be helped, and, you know, they would feel it. They wouldn't know what it was necessarily, but they would definitely feel it.
It's very peaceful, and it's very gentle. I call it gentle but powerful. So it's very, you know, undisturbing. It doesn't disturb anybody, but it's actually working on you at the same time. It's actually, to me, it's a healing tool. And I have found from so many different testimonies of all these things that it does. And to me, it's from God, you know, from spirit, from great spirit. And sound is the universal language. Basically, I have found that you play it and it removes negative energy from your house. It relieves stress, insomnia. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, I've actually had people, you know, actual physical pain they have been in for years and tried everything, and it actually relieved them only using it for maybe two or three times in a short period of time. And I've asked them always to contact me in a few months and let me know if it's still working, and then they have, and they said yes. And it actually amazes me, and because it's so beautiful, I'm just so honored that you know, God, Great Spirit has given me that, and it expanded to a whole full series. The next thing that came in, well, actually, while I was I'm an artist too, you know, by design, pretty much right now on Photoshop, but. Kuan Yin came in for that one, so that's the cover, and I designed a poster with the knowledge on there, and a really beautiful poster of Kuan Yin. And then after that, the DVD came in a few years later, and that was because of a friend of mine that's a social worker, and she was helping, working with adolescent children, and there were drug addicts and teenagers and child abuse, and they were in homes, and I was teaching her the meditations, and they couldn't see the colors. I was telling her to take them to the colors through the meditations, you know, the root chakra, visualize the color red, and go up the chakra system, and they couldn't see any colors. And she's the one that said, well, why don't you do a DVD? I go, okay, why don't I? So I visualize it the way I would think that it should be, is taking you pretty much through the colors with the same activational sounds from the CD, and using nature, you know, and it's a journey. It's a visual sound healing journey. So that came through then, and then as soon as I finished that, which took me about 3 or 4 months to finish that, I mean, the second I finished, I said, oh, okay, I'm completed. Spirit comes in and says, okay, now write the book. And I'm like, the book? What book?
Yeah.
I said, they said, the chakra book. I go, the chakra book? I'm a musician and an artist. I'm not an author. And I said, there's 52 million chakra books out there. He goes, and it was this male voice, and I know who it is, and it's one of my spirit guides. And should I say who it is? The spirit guide?
Yeah, if you want to. I mean, you know.
It's Thoth. And he's the Egyptian scribe. He's a keeper of records. And so he said, write the book. And I said, it's, you know, all these chakra books out there. He goes, well, not like yours. And plus it will complete your package. And I said, well, that doesn't sound very spiritual, I said to him. And he said, and then there was dead silence. And I said, oh, okay, now where do I begin? And I said, well, I've designed a chakra journey workshop, sound healing workshop, and, you know, I wrote that all out, you know, and that was over, like, 90-100 pages of teaching about the sound healing and the chakras and everything. And I said, well, I guess that's where I'll start writing the book, you know, from that. And I came in, and it was very enjoyable because I'd never really written a book, and it's expanded so tremendously after writing this book, and I've channeled in all kinds of new information. For instance, the totems for each chakra and the planets, how they connect with each chakra. Each chakra has a planet, the zodiac signs, all kinds of really fun stuff came in. And that's all in the book, and it's all in my workshop, my new workshops I'm doing. And they've expanded from a one-day workshop since then to a three-day workshop. That's how much more information has come in. And I'm just so grateful for all this great, fun stuff, you know.
Well, yeah, and I think that it's really interesting, too, that you started out, you know, as a drummer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that you knew exactly what you wanted to do from the time that you were in high school. And, you know, there's so many people that think that they might want to do something like that, but then they get kind of taken off path. And unlike those people, you know, you've really been able to, you know, go forth with all these years. And before we get into the some of the chakra songs, I would like for people to hear a selection called Lion Kingdom. And that one's from the Mayan CD?
No, that's from the latest CD I have written, which is number one in the New Age World Music Charts. I'm very excited about that.
Oh,
but
cool.
I went to Egypt just this last year, and I came back and wrote this one. So this is my brand new one, very fresh, and this is Egyptian.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And the name of the CD is what?
Ancient Sun.
Ancient Sun. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Seth, go ahead and cue that up, please.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Lion Kingdom, very Egyptian. I love that one.
Thanks.
Very cool. Yeah, so I think that gives listeners, you know, a little bit of an idea of what they would get if they got the Ancient Sun CD, which, by the way, I think I mentioned before when you were on that there were four of us in that car going up to Hopi Land listening to that, and we were doing our seat belly dancing.
Yeah, this is very danceable.
Yeah,
that's it's all a concept on Ra, the sun god. That's why it's called Ancient Sun, and it's he pretty much came in and he's very majestic. And there's a song called Ra on there, and it's a concept. Like I said, it's just the sun. There's like sunrise and ancient sun, and that one's. The Lion Kingdom came in, and because of the Sphinxes, and it's a fun CD. Great journey.
Yeah, very cool stuff. Like I said, you know, listeners, if you could have seen us and dancing in our seats, belly dancing to this music, if anybody had saw us, they would have thought we were having a little bit too much fun, I think. And it was fun.
It was.
Too bad we didn't have any symbols or anything. You know, we could have really made it impressive. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And yeah, Dominic's mentioning that it's very different from the Chakra Journey CD, which is true. It is very different, different purposes. All music is healing if it's done right.
Mm-hmm.
And so some things are to kind of get your chi moving, and to really, you know, kind of hook you up a little bit in areas that might have kind of gone into a little decay. And other music is purely healing. And then there is music that can actually hurt you.
Uh-huh.
And so rap music has actually been found to be the kind that can hurt you, crosswires your brain. And I think I mentioned to the listeners before, I read this extremely boring book called Music in the Brain that was co-written by music composers and conductors and neurosurgeons. Oh my God, is it ever a snore? But if you can get through it, the test that they did and how they found out that music affects the brain is really amazing. The thing that I notice, Thunderbeat, is with your music, it immediately goes in and starts working on the chakras, even if it's not the Chakra Journey CD. You know, like I can listen to the Ancient Sun and to the Mayan one and all this stuff, and I can feel it hitting different areas, different chakras in different sequence. And I can feel it actually moving the energy. And go ahead.
The Mayan CD came in. It's very different. Every CD that I have written so far, which is I think about six now, is totally different from each other. And the Mayan CD came in, and the key that came in for that is the key of A. And that whole journey of the Mayan CD, it's very tribal, a lot of drumming. And flutes, didgeridoos, and things like that, chimes, bells, and that activates the third eye. And people, I have testimonies that people have seen visions that activates. This lady told me, she said she saw this Quetzalcoatl, which is this feathered serpent, which is one of the gods in down in the Mayan lands, an ancient figure. And there is a song called The Feathered Serpent, and it is a ceremony. It's an actual ceremony that brings in you into higher consciousness states again, you know, and initiation. And so it really does work, you know. The Egyptian one, this is like very fun, very brings you into the happiness, a lot of happiness. It does activate your third eye. Crown chakra, more in that area, heart chakra, it just makes you feel good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And somebody's asking where to get your records, so I've just typed in www.thundervisionrecords.com.
Yes, or thunderbeat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Or thunderbeat.com, that's easier. It goes all to the same site, and you just click on music, and you can sample all my music on that website.
Excellent. Yeah, I think your music is quite helpful. And we're going to get into the chakra ones. Let's see, which one did you want to play next?
It's just a 2-minute version of the sacral chakra, which is the second chakra. It says second chakra on there, which is, color is orange. And that is for your creative, that's the emotional chakras where everyone stores your emotions. The element on that chakra is water. So it's very watery, really it gets in touch with your emotions and it could be, helps you release old stuff, get rid of the old, and so we can go into the new, because hanging on to that old stuff is just bogging you down, even stuff from your childhood, you don't even know that's still bothering you, it brings it up and gets it out, so.
Yeah. I think that's really an important one, because the second chakra is sexual.
And
so many people are stuck in that chakra. And, that's creative energy. It's meant to help you to move forward and to create and to, to make your mark on the world, basically. So if you're wasting it all on sex, then not that it isn't fun, but, you got a little bit left over to make something.
Right, there's more things to life than just sex.
All right, so let's go ahead and cue up that one. Okay, so we are back. One thing that Thunderbeat was mentioning is don't drive while you're listening to this, because you could go off into La La Land somewhere. And depending upon your skill of still working the body while you're out of the body, that might be a problem. So definitely, you want to make sure that you are someplace where you can relax when you put this on. One thing that a lot of people don't know about this, if they've never tried it, is when you actually get into alignment, sometimes it's so relaxing that you just go right to sleep. And you can have every intention of staying awake, and it doesn't happen. You just drop off. Because sometimes your body and your spirit have been waiting for so long to have that little needed boost that you're getting from that music, that it'll just turn you off. It's like flipping the switch on a robot, and you go to sleep for a while. And I bet you've had, quite a few people that have told you that too, Thunderbeat.
Absolutely, otherwise, sometimes it just totally energizes you, and you're almost wired, so just full of energy. And but definitely on the chakra CD, and then this is like 2 CDs I have, that you definitely do not drive with them, because you'll miss your exit. I was performing in Uptown Sedona one afternoon, and this lady, she bought my chakra CD, and she was going to Flagstaff, which is 30 miles from Sedona, and I said, I told her, do not drive with the CD, especially up that road, you know, it's a very windy road. And she said, okay, well, I got an email from her a day or so later saying that she put it on 10 minutes before she got to Flagstaff, and she ended up being almost to Winslow, which is 30 miles outside of Flagstaff, past Flagstaff, and she didn't know what happened and how she got there, and you totally zone out. I told you not to, you know, if you drive, you're going to miss your exit. And, you know, she goes, oh, my God, I couldn't believe I was all the way to Winslow. And the only thing that woke me up, she said, was my cat. She said my cat was sleeping in the back seat, woke up and went on her lap, and that was the only thing that woke her up, because she wouldn't have, you know, woke up before her. And the CD is exactly timed an hour, you know, for like a healing session. So she could have gone further than Winslow if the cat didn't wake her up.
Wow. And that's big emptiness out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is nothing. And there's no place to turn around. So that's another thing. If you get off the path there, then, you know, you're on the route for a while before you can actually find a spot where you can turn across the freeway.
I know. It's probably another 40, 50 miles.
Big wilderness out there. Nothing as far as the eye can see.
I know.
It cracks me up. You know, whenever somebody tells me, oh, I need you to go to Winslow to do this, I'm like, are you sure? Because that's like, you know, about a three-hour trip. And, you know, on top of that, then it's another 3 hours back, and it's X amount of miles. And are you sure you really want me to go do that? And then they go, oh, well, maybe not. So, you know, it's kind of, people don't have a concept. The people that are back east or in other countries, they don't really have a concept of how wide open the spaces are here. And that there is nothing in between.
Nothing. No gas, no nothing, no signs, trees and desert.
Yeah. Yeah, a few trees if you're lucky. Otherwise, it's mostly just, it's kind of like moonscape with bushes.
Yes.
It's not quite as bad as Nevada. The back ends of Nevada are worse. They're really stark. But it's not some place that you'd want to get, you know, out of gas in.
Absolutely.
Although,
not.
You know, there's trucks going back and forth, so you might have a chance that somebody would eventually see you and, you know, pick you up or at least call the police for you. But it'd take them a while to get out there. So when she says, listeners, do not listen to this when you're driving, she's not kidding, okay? Because you could just totally bliss out. And, I mean, I've done that. I was sitting on the couch one day, and I put on your Chakra Journey. And I was concentrating through about the first three chakras, and then I just went out. And I don't know how long it had repeated, but I was, like, out for over an hour. So it was definitely beyond the first playing of it, and I was like, wow. I had no warning that that was going to happen. It was just, boom, gone. So that was an interesting thing. And Noella says that music goes right through you and feels blissful. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Thanks for the comment, Noella. Yeah, very, very interesting stuff. Now, one of the things that I'd like to point out to people is that you've been doing this since, like, 10th grade, right?
Yeah, I've been playing music since I was actually 15.
Okay, so you've got quite a few years in this, but it's not just the years. The thing that makes your music different from a lot of music that's out there is that you are actually, besides being a professional musician, you are so in touch, you know, both through your native heritage and your spiritual practices and through your experiences in life. And so you're kind of like a virtuoso pulling together the spiritual and the sacred geometry of the music and really making it something that people can use, because there's plenty of people out there that are so far out there that people can't use their music. You know, it's not user-friendly because they made it for themselves. But you have a different way of going about it. And so because of the way you go about it and you're constantly thinking about, you know, what can help the planet, you bring through something that helps everybody, no matter what stage of the journey they're on. And that's something really important for people to understand, because I don't think too many of them really know that. But that makes a huge difference.
Well, thank you, Valerie. Yeah. It is, my heart is first about helping the planet and the people on the planet. And the whole mission to me is raising the vibration, and that's what's happening. It's raising the consciousness so we can get on to love and light, you know, and a happier planet, not so much doom and gloom and all this war stuff. And it's just so dense. And I'm just, you know, so I'm happy about, you know, when I discovered when I went solo, which was like 10 years ago, and actually Spirit pushed me, because I'm actually a full-set drummer. And I never thought ever once in my 28 years of playing at that time that I would ever go solo. And I thought, solo? I'm like, it never even crossed my mind once, you know, as a drummer. Wow. You know, I wrote songs, you know, co-wrote with bands, many bands, you know, writing songs together. But, you know, I play keyboards, a little bit keyboards, but not really live. I play the drums live. And then Spirit comes in 10 years ago and goes, go solo. And I'm like, what? I go, how does a drummer go solo? You know, and all the Spirit said is, go solo now. And I'm like, oh, geez, how am I going to do this one, you know? You know, because I do follow Spirit. And I feel that we work together very well. And I said, okay, well, I have a keyboard, and I actually just bought it. I'm very excited about this new keyboard. And I said, you know, I'm really good at producing and arranging and mixing in studios. Actually, one of my favorite things to do is mix music, and it's like painting music to me. You know, I just love it. Some people just don't like it, but I love it. And I always help, like, all the bands I've been in and with CDs and albums, actually help them, you know, produce and mix the album, you know, the CDs and albums. So I know I was really good in that area. So I sold a lot of equipment and bought a recording studio, and it was like, oh, my God, this is so easy. I had no idea it was going to be this easy, and I totally tuned in to it. And I don't like to, you know, write like what everybody else is doing. I just, like, I totally want to write something totally different. And a lot of people say my music does sound like soundtracks, movie soundtracks. It's very visual. I feel my music is very visual and very colorful. And so that's kind of how it started. And basically my first CD, solo CD, was very cosmic, and it was kind of an experience I had with the ETs. And I made it fun, a trance dance CD. And it's called Fly High, and it's a lot of fun. It still is a lot of fun. It's a great journey. And that's a lot of fun for driving. You can use that one for driving. That's great for driving. Yeah. but it's very cosmic, and it brings you – actually, I don't say it on the CD, but because I was kind of thinking, like, you know, use it for mainstream, and if I put chakra stuff on there, they're going to, oh, God, you know, this is woo-woo kind of stuff. So what I wanted, it really, is a dance club to enlighten people. That was my first mission, you know, for the first solo CD. So I did, it's actually 7 tracks through the chakras, you know, from starting at the root, ending at the crown. And everybody says, God, every time I listen to that CD, I feel so good. And I want to hear it again and again and again. And I'm like, great, you know, that's great. And I just wanted to, that's what I wanted to do, make people happy, you know, and then raise their vibration.
Yeah, and that's an easy way to do it, too, because so many of these things that we have to do to raise vibratory level are work. And people are overwhelmed, you know. They don't have the time to do all this stuff. So, like, if you could purchase a CD or a DVD and stick that on and get it done while you're doing something else, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's easy.
Very easy. Like,
you know,
universal.
I mean, I'm always looking for the easy way. Because my life is always way busy, and you know, I know a lot of things to do, but I don't do them because they take too much time. And so I'm always looking for the quicker way to do things to get the same effect, you know, and that's one reason why I love your Chakra Journey series, because with that, I can put that on and I can be on the computer working or talking with people or whatever, just have it on in the background, and it's still working through me and my cats, and it's clearing the house, and you know, it's helping me to be at that higher vibratory level without me having to expend any energy to do it. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and especially for people that don't know how to do all this stuff. I mean, I can sit down and meditate and do all kinds of wild, crazy stuff. But do I take the time to do it? No. Why? I don't have the time.
And it's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of mental stuff. And this is, it's like I said, universal music and sound is a universal language. So everybody can, you know, tune in to it. And there's not, you know, my stuff is mostly instrumental. There's some chanting on some things and, you know, there's like maybe like one song that has some words in it on the Fly High CD, but it's mostly instrumental. And so everybody can like relate to it, you know.
Yeah, and that's something that is timeless.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's something I look for both in books and in music. And it's like a good spiritual book. You can read it again and again and again, and you'll see something different in it each time. Because as you progress and become more enlightened, you'll see things in the book that you never saw. And
that's
I find
correct.
The same thing happens with your music. You know, when you first listen to it, it sounds different than, you know, when you've changed and, you know, you're now focused on something else, then you'll hear something a little bit different. And that's the mark of a good spiritual connection. And so I look for that in anything that I'm doing. You know, people can speak to people and have that happen too. And so, you know, that's the hallmark of something that's going on that's beyond 3D. Because 3D is only a part of where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only a tiny part of who we are. And so by employing these other levels, you know, we move more and more into the reality of who we are, which is not 3D. So that's another reason why I find your music very, very good, very healing. And I love to have you on the show just so, you know, new people get a chance to hear some of this stuff too. And we have a question here. Noella wants to know if you have a favorite song.
On what? On one of my CDs?
I guess.
If I have a favorite song. Actually, yeah, on my new CD, my new Ancient Sun CD, I played my favorite song, The Lion Kingdom. But I love them all. It's just something about that song, I don't know what it is. It's just like I wake up in the morning, I hear it, you know, and I don't know what it is. I haven't put my finger on it, but I like that one. But that's one of my favorites. How's that?
Well, the minor keys. Very interesting. I've always loved the minor keys more than the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I got into music, there's something that I resonate with there. And it's just, I don't know, it's so helpful. It's hard to describe, but it's like you feel good when you play it. Maybe it feels familiar, you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I wrote the last CD, the Egyptian one, the Middle Eastern, I call it the Middle Eastern scale, you know, that it was so much easier for me than regular, like, Western scale. It was like, oh, my God, this is, like, it's so much easier for me, and I just resonated with it more. I'm not sure why, but I just it's, like, mostly the black keys, let's say, on the keyboard, more than the white keys. And I just love this. And it just flowed, and I, you know, pretty much would, like, amaze myself, going, "Wow, I just did that!" You know,
put that way when I write, you know, it's like, "Oh, this is good stuff."
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny, and you get surprised. It's like, why should I be surprised? It came through me. It wasn't really of me.
Right. That's why I don't claim like the chakra journey is like me writing it. It was, you know, it's definitely came through me. So,
So are we ready for the third eye chakra one?
Yes.
Okay, so let's play that one, and then you can explain to people what, or do you want to explain to them first?
It's this is one of my favorite chakras. I like them all, of course. They're all very, very important. Each chakra intertwines with each other. But the third eye is the color indigo, and it really activates your psychic abilities, your intuition, your awareness expands, your eyesight actually gets sharper, colors are more vivid. You know, when you experience this chakra here, it's in the key of A. So, play it.
Okay. So, go ahead, Maestro. Play the last one. Okay, so now what I'd like to know is, listeners, how did you feel after that? I can tell you that I felt something not only in the third eye, but also in the second chakra. And it's very balancing. And so I'm going to have Thunderbeat, you know, tell you what that actually does for you. But I'm betting that you actually felt something. So if you type that on the fast chat, that'd be great. Go ahead, Thunderbeat. Tell them what it does.
Well, it's funny. I just kind of intuitively picked those two chakras for tonight, and I just realized those are antidote colors. So what I mean is second chakra, the orange chakra, and it's color orange, because colors are frequencies. If a person is too much just focuses on sex, and that's all their mindset is, to get them out of that mindset and to bring them into their higher selves, the antidote chakra or antidote color is the third eye. So the third eye, so you play the third eye for that person, and it brings them then up into their higher awareness and more spiritual thinking. Now, if they're just kind of like in their higher chakras and they're not grounded, you know, and they're way up there and they're like, as you call them sometimes, airheads, okay? I hate to say it like that, but, you know, if they're not grounded, they can't, they're always wondering why they can't manifest anything on the planet, and like, oh, God, I'm, like, just floating around, like, but, you know, and they can't focus and then concentrate, but they're still having fun up there. Well, the antidote color is orange or red. Red is the root, grounding yourself to Mother Earth, you know, because every chakra is really, really important. They all intertwine with each other. They all work together as a system, and they're all very important, and they're all individually psychic centers. So it opens up every, you know, everyone, if they're balanced, opens up many, all those awarenesses, you know. It's just, It's exciting once they're all activated and all balanced.
Oh, yeah, it makes you feel like you're alive. And we have some comments here.
Okay.
Noelle says she felt a pressure on her forehead and tingles in her feet and legs. And Dominic says he felt a clearing in the third eye. And Carla says it's very soothing.
Great. So
yeah.
It's working. It's activating. And that was only 2 minutes. On the CD, it's 7 minutes in each chakra. And when you take that journey, you know, you're really going into deeper of each chakra. And then on the last track, there's 8 tracks on the chakra CD. And I'm going to explain, because people don't know if they do end up purchasing it. It goes through the 7 chakras. And the 8th track, actually, it's a 10-minute track, and it brings you up to ascension, which is even higher than the crown chakra. But then it slowly goes down through each chakra, and it grounds you again. So let's say, for example, if you're a massage therapist, you know, it will ground you if you're off the table. You won't be spacey, and you're back on earth. And another thing it does, when if you're like a healer or a massage therapist, it really does the inner work while the other person's doing the outer work. So the combination is pretty profound. So
yeah, that's cool. Noella says she still feels high but grounded. And that's the point, you know, because we live in both areas. We live on the earth and we live in the heavens too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to have that total connection. And gosh, this show is just flying by. Why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners about your workshops that you're doing? I know that you've got some coming up. So if you would give them all that information and your contact information and stuff, that'd be great.
Oh, okay. Well, first I want to thank you so much, Valerie, for having me on the show again. I'm just, you know, I love you dearly, and you're doing incredible, great work. I'm very proud of you. And
oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I just want to thank you so much. I'm very grateful. And in the workshops, like I said, they've expanded from 1 day to a 3-day workshop, and I'm bringing people out to Sedona. If you haven't been to Sedona, it's beautiful. It's breathtaking. It's a whole different world out here, and it's very, very, very high vibration here. It's very spiritual here, and it's just breathtaking, the red rocks. And what I'm doing is the 3-day workshop includes, you know, the learning sound healing and aromatherapy, crystals with each chakra, how to activate the chakras, through many ways of modalities of healing. And you're actually going to be getting a healing and a session during that three-day workshop. Plus, I take you out on the land and you experience, you know, connecting yourself with the Mother Earth. And on this next workshop, which is coming up pretty soon, is the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of October, which is a full moon. So we're going to be doing a full moon drum ceremony on the full moon, and it's just so beautiful how this full moon comes up over the red rocks at night, and then we're going to be out experiencing vortexes and helping you, all kinds of fun stuff, actually. I want to keep a lot of stuff for surprises because, and it includes meals, and there's hotels very close, to the workshop, and if you want more information, really detailed information, you can go to my website, just click on workshops, but my website is, thunderbeat.com, and click on the workshop, and it gives you the whole rundown. And, oh, here it is, at the end of the workshop, you receive a healer certificate for your graduation into chakra sound healing certificate, so you can put that on your wall and your, and because you will have the knowledge, because I'm teaching it how you can do healings for other people. So it's not just yourself. You could be going through a healing yourself, but you can always heal other people too. So,
yeah, and that's that's a really valuable piece right there, because so many of us are healers. And, you know, as I've mentioned before, I think we all have to come together now. We have to know what everybody knows. And it's because different things work with different people. And so if you can do many different modalities, then you're ahead of the game. And I find what happens is you get to a certain critical mass and you start effortlessly combining all these modalities into something that's uniquely yours and works fastest with what you do. And I think there's going to come a time when we have to do that.
Exactly. That's why I teach so many different ways of activating the chakras in this workshop. And it's whatever you resonate with, you're going to use. So it's all up to you to make your own choices. And you can use multiple ways or a couple of things I've taught you. It doesn't matter. Whatever you feel comfortable with, you know.
Yeah, and we've got some more questions here. They want to know, how often do you listen to the CD? Is it like a dose of medicine? You know, when's a good time to listen to it?
The chakra CD?
Uh-huh.
I listen to it a lot. I mean, let's see, like the other day, you know, just there was some stress going on, so I just put it on, and it just totally instantly takes all the negativity out of any worries, any concerns, any anxieties. It just takes it all away. So, you know, and sometimes, you know, at sleep when I will mention about the hum. I don't know if anybody hears the heavy hum sometimes at night when you're sleeping. It's just this real low frequency hum. Well, that, you know, that is really disturbing. So a lot of times I'll put the Chakra Journey CD on it, and it cancels that out, and that low frequency hum will not affect you when you're hearing the Chakra Journey CD. So I do. I listen to it. Like sometimes I'm like the other day, oh my God, I need my chakra CD right now, you know.
I can understand that. It's been a little rough these last few weeks for a lot of us.
I know. A lot of people are like just tired and just, you know, lots of stress, and I, you know, we can all feel that. We're all here together on the same planet, and we can all feel it. Even if you're not talking to anybody, you could, or, you know, or associating with anybody, you can still feel the energies on the planet, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and people have been asking me, what is going on? I keep telling them, well, God said there'd be days like this. You know, it's about all you can do is keep away from the crazy people, because there's more and more of them going off the deep end.
Right.
And, you know, about the only thing that you can do now is just try to hang on. You know, I heard about something that happened here in town that was quite shocking. Just happened yesterday. And I know that a lot of things that are going on right now are because people just straight can't take the energy. You know, they can't take being in this state of heightened angst for so long. And it's like, you know, they've never had to deal with everything hitting them all at once again and again and again. And it's not going away or getting better. It's getting worse. And so you find people checking out left and right because they just don't want to deal with it. Whereas if they had your chakra journey CD, it would keep them in balance through this whole thing.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it's stuff we have to go through. You know, we're not supposed to kill ourselves or other people and get off the planet. What we're supposed to do is deal with it. That's why we're here.
Well, what I think is really happening too is they're still stuck in the old paradigm, of course, and they're hanging on to their old issues, and that's what the CD helps you release that stuff. You know, get rid of that stuff so you can go up to the higher vibrations. You know, I teach about forgiveness in the classes. You know, forgiving yourself and forgiving others. That's huge. That one little word is huge. And how to get rid of old stuff, you know, and the activational tones help you release it a lot quicker, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because the reason that people are going crazy is because it is bringing up their old stuff, and sometimes not their stuff, familial stuff, DNA stuff, you know, maybe from millennia ago, we're being asked to clear all that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot of people are having breakdowns, and... You know, if you could get them one of these chakra journey CDs, it'll just align them whether they believe in it or not. It's kind of like the quantum physics stuff I tell people about. You know, it doesn't matter if you believe in it. It still works. Because once you set up that energy field, whatever you state in that field is going to happen. And, you know, I have no idea when it's going to happen, but it will happen because you've stated that and you've set something in motion. So what your chakra journey CD is doing is it's creating a state of alignment that's bringing people back to the center. And so maybe people wouldn't have to have so many breakdowns. Maybe they wouldn't have to be, you know, so physically ill or so afraid if they would just get that. And, you know, I think it's a pretty cheap way to keep yourself in balance. And it's certainly effortless. You know? And I'm all for the effortless, easy way to do things. We've got enough complications in our lives, you know.
Yeah, it does. It does help release fears, you know, because it's the anxieties and the stress, and it just goes. You go, oh, thank you know. So and that helps right there, because you know, fear brings in the darkness. Fear is the opposite of love, and in any of that fear, they go, oh, this dark energy. You say that they'd love to hang on to that person. Oh, you're in fear. You're in stress. You're in anxiety. They hang on to you, you know, they just attach to you. So, you know, it's kind of like that big war is going on out there, light versus the dark, you know, it's kind of like their last chance. So just got to get on with it and move forward and get, like I said, get rid of that old stuff and move on, you know, and forgiveness does help and with the activational tones, like I said, you know, the chakra journey. And, yeah, it's a lot cheaper than going to the doctor, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I'll second that. And so it doesn't even take the effort of having to get dressed and hop in the car and go anyplace, you know. You can have the DVD delivered right to your door. You know?
Exactly.
You don't even have to go out and get it. You can order it online. There you go. You can sit around in your fuzzy slippers and your bathrobe. I vote for that method. You know, I think that helps a lot. So, yeah, well, gosh, this hour has just flown by. Thank you so much for being on the show, Thunderbeat. I know the listeners have enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I really hope that they will take heed and purchase your CD or the DVD. The DVD is cool because it has all the colors on it and stuff.
And
really neat photos. And, you know, things help you move. You know, when you can get the double blast of the color and the activational tones, it really helps. And you can just turn that on, put it on your laptop, put it on your TV, whatever, and just let it play while you're going about your day. And it's kind of like, it's almost like smudging the whole house with a lot less effort, you know?
Actually, it is.
Yeah. So I'm definitely for that. So anyway, thank you so much for being on. And listeners, my guest tonight has been Thunderbeat, who lives here in Sedona and is this wonderful musician who does these inspirational, activational tones in music, and she's pretty cool. So if you get a chance to do the workshop with her, I would suggest you do that. I know that you will love it. You'll love her. You'll have a great time. and go away with some knowledge that you can use to help yourself and your loved ones. And that's always a good thing. And, as always, the show has been brought to you by Hydramay Skin Nutrition. You can find their products at www.hydramay.com. That's HYDRAME.com. All natural skin nutrition. All natural organic skin nutrition. So at least you're, you know, allowing your skin to eat from the outside, which, you know, we stopped doing when we were little kids. You know, little kids still absorb their food through the skin. Us guys, you know, we kind of got, you know, shuffled off the other way. So it's you know, returning you to that point where you can actually absorb through the skin, which is great. So anyway, thank you for listening. I love you guys. And as usual, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Awaken.